want from me, I'm never gonna say no. I found me an angel, I can see it in your halo.
Kitchen dirty.
Have you ever jumped?
Catch it, catch it. Catch that kitty dog, catch that kitty dog.
I've already named that alley cat Prince, by the way.
Oh, it already has a name, Prince.
Yeah, I named it Prince.
You've got to capture it now.
I know. I took a picture the other day of it. I'll show you the picture.
You need to adopt it. Yes, please. I want to see the picture.
Yeah, not capture. That's creepy. Sorry, Ryan. Yeah.
I'm just seeing Don with like a big oversized net just trying, you know, prowling down the alley.
Yeah, I do that on most Wednesdays.
I'm going to get you, kitty.
A big
kitty.
Fishing net.
Yeah. Oh. I'm going to get you.
Oh, man.
6:06, good morning. Time to bounce out of bed. If you're listening to us, Jason and Alexis in the morning, Alexis, Don, Ryan, Jace is off. He's not feeling well. He's got the flu again.
Gosh.
Oh, man. Whew, brutal, brutal. So feel better. Lots of soup, lots of medicine.
Theraflu,
yes. Mm-hmm. And lots of TV.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure he's hoping there was a little bit more of Love You More. Because this pilot leaves you wanting more.
Well, there was somebody who told me yesterday they were so disappointed you weren't here to talk about Love You More because they watched it too.
Oh!
And they want to know what you thought.
Okay, well, it's just the first episode. It's just the pilot.
Okay.
Now, I'm a big fan of her already. This is Bridget Everett and her comedy. She is raunchy, out there, funny, in your face. And so at the very end of, toward the end of the episode, there's a moment she's trying to find a bra that fits.
Yeah.
And she has to buy these ugly, gross bras.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not fun.
I know working with Allure. Except after I went to Allure, that never happens anymore because they have beautiful bras in all sizes.
Yes. See? She needs to go to Allure. That's what we need to tell her.
Yeah.
But she ended up having to buy this, like, granny, old. And look, I'm a fan of the granny undergarments, but if that's your only option, come on.
Right.
So she has a moment in the dressing room and she breaks the fourth wall and starts talking, and then she goes into this hilarious song that we cannot even repeat because
yeah, I heard about it.
Every other word is a word we can't say on the radio, right. But it's so funny, and I've seen that before with her live shows, and it's so to see that wrapped into her sitcom. I love it. So it's just really fun, and some of the different themes that are going through. At like Lonnie Anderson's character, who is her roommate, she's also a mom, and it seems there's some issues there with her family and loneliness. And then where Bridget works, her name is Karen in the show, and yes, Jace was right. The characters that live in the group home where she works,
right,
are just delightful. And some of the things that they steal it. They steal the show.
Oh, this sounds like such a unique show.
Yeah,
it's not like everything else.
Don, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
You really are. Ryan, you too.
What streaming service is it on?
It's on Amazon.
Okay.
So if you have Amazon Prime, you can check it out there.
Someone's password.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't even know anymore.
I don't, so I'll have to. Jason's like, you can borrow mine.
mine too.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just thought, all right, well, I gotta watch that. And, as I'm just laying there anyway, I just checked it out. And Love You More on Amazon is worth it to check out the pilot.
Right.
It's been given a full run now, and so really, really, really good. On the other side of the spectrum,
right?
I finished Ozark.
Oh yeah,
that's on Netflix with Jason Bateman.
And Ryan watched it too.
Yeah.
Oh, and Laura Linney. Okay. All right. Well, okay, what say you? Don, I know you loved it.
Loved it. Loved it.
And you watched it you binge raced that one, didn't you? In like two nights? Or?
Actually, no, I took my time with it because I'm from that area.
Yeah.
I lived at Lake of the Ozarks for a summer. It's about an hour away from my home of Ozark because there's Lake of the Ozarks and then there's Ozark, Missouri. That's where I'm from. And it's kind of confusing. But anyway, yeah, it's just I took some time with it. And I just thought it was full of mystery. You're just rooting for them at every corner. There's something else going wrong. And you're like, God, come on, at least let's get out of this. I really feel like so far, we like the main characters and we're rooting for them. Even Laura Linney, who has some, bad choices. But
yeah, no, that's so true. Ryan, did you love it too?
Yeah,
or
I needed something to fill the Breaking Bad void.
Yeah, this is it.
And this did it.
That's a good point.
And it really, I'm not, Jason Bateman,
really?
He's very but this kind of it made me more oh to him. I don't have words.
Because he's not just the pretty guy
right.
who's
a great actor.
Always really
he
a
is.
Good guy.
I was very surprised because his other works, it's like I'm just very
mm-hmm.
Arrested Development, right? When he's in that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't get how people love that so much. It's a good show, but like some people say it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I was a little misguided, I guess, when I tried to start watching Arrested Development. I was like, who's this Jason Bateman guy? But Ozark, yeah.
So good.
He was perfect for it.
I was really happy. It wasn't the last episode, but maybe the one before that, they went back and kind of gave you some context for why people are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can explain a lot, like the FBI guy in the hotel.
Oh my gosh, isn't that a shocking storyline?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, so then you start feeling there's people that you just hate instantly on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But then now knowing a little bit more about them, you're like, oh, okay, I get. Something happened there, and there's some loose ends that I'm so glad there's going to be a season two.
Really, truly. The only thing I did not like about the show is the bad, well, there are several bad people in the show, but there are some good old boys that live in the town that are running some drugs and actually growing poppies to make opium, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good old boys.
Yeah. Those actors, their accent is not good to me because I'm from there.
Right.
It's, you know, there's a difference. It's not just Southern. That guy, and then I found out, which just makes so much sense, he's British.
They always are.
And it's a lot like what Andrew Lincoln does in Walking Dead. He's also British, the guy who plays Rick Grimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hear all Southern as the same. They don't differentiate between what Arkansas and Southern Missouri is to,
wow.
like, for instance, Mississippi or Georgia. That's something completely different.
Do you not approve of Andrew Lincoln's accent?
He's fine because they're in Georgia.
That's a Georgia
accent. But it is like a
yeah,
long,
it makes a
drawn
difference.
Out type of a thing that
no
has
idea.
To do with, and, you know, the whole, like, lemonade and... It's like, I mean, we don't really
lemonade,
do that there. Like
sweet tea.
Like, yeah, we do sweet. That sweet tea is like a Texas. Not that people in Missouri don't drink sweet tea. I'm really picking like little things here, but it was a little bit kind
of. Well, if it takes you out of the moment.
Yeah, and the accent just wasn't good. It was too like, you know, Georgia. So
mm-hmm.
Mississippi.
And that lemonade. Every time you heard lemonade, I just thought,
please.
Oh no, oh no.
Somebody's going to die.
Yeah, there's just. Yeah. What a dynamic show. And this is a show that I watched with Angel, my husband. And there's not a lot of shows that we can watch together because
right.
usually it's a little bit
right.
different taste. But
sure.
he really liked it, too. And so
it's
check
on
it
Netflix.
Out.
Yep.
On Netflix, Ozark, the full first season is there. And I even like how they ended it, too, because mm-hmm. it just felt like full circle. But they're still open packages to figure out what the heck. Is going on.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Woo, yes. Oh, wow. Speaking of packages, we have to unpack a few things, including second chances. And Bryan Cranston has shared his kind of scale for that
mm-hmm.
and how we should be looking at all of the men who have been, and women, I guess, now. I mean, look, Mariah Carey's been accused now,
mm-hmm.
too,
right.
of sexual advances and misconduct. So we'll talk about what he said. When we come back, it's Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1. Oh, I just saw the kitty that we're going to catch for Dawn. That cat is so cute,
yeah,
Dawn.
It's cute. Yeah,
oh.
I took a picture of it in the alley and, yeah, it was walking away. But...
Oh, and it's so hard, too. You're at home probably wanting a kitty on your lap again.
It's true.
And
yeah.
I can't even imagine. I'm so sorry, Dawn.
That's
oh,
all right.
Man.
All right, well.
More sad news. Welcome back, though. It's Jason and Alexis, 6:18. Good morning. Jason's off, not feeling well, has the flu. Oh, so hope he's feeling better and at least taking care of himself and resting.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of other news, even since... Well, I was off yesterday, my root canal, and even more people being accused of sexual harassment and misconduct. And, you know, I always ask, you know, what now? What do we do with all this information? And I will admit, I am a person that's just like, I'm done. Like,
yeah,
Kevin Spacey, it's just, and he's a gross offender, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are just so many women, and I mean, men and women. For him and for Harvey Weinstein that have come out that I'm just like, I'm done with them. Now, there's different scales, right? There's, you know, George Takei, who had what was it, 30 years ago when a young man said that he woke up with him on top of him.
Yeah.
And then, so there's Are there different levels, and do we need to give people sometimes a second chance?
Yes.
Because I tend to just be like, all right, you've showed me who you are, and mm-hmm. I'm done. And I know I'm guilty of that in my personal life, but also just especially this, too. And Bryan Cranston, speaking of Breaking Bad fame and Ozark being very similar, mm-hmm. he was talking about this, and I thought, you know what, this makes me feel a little bit differently, and I need to be maybe open, a little bit more open. He said that people like Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey, they've been, of course, on the forefront and kind of the poster children for this bad behavior.
Yeah.
He says, if they were to show us that they put the work in and they're truly sorry and make amends and are not defending their actions by asking for forgiveness, then maybe down the road there's room for that. Maybe so. And then he says that then it would be up to us to determine case by case how we feel and whether this person deserves a second chance. So he says that let's, instead of being outright, we're done, mm-hmm. let's leave it open.
Right.
Now, I know this doesn't seem like a revelatory statement.
But right now, it kind of is.
Yeah.
You know, and not to be all puritanical here, but it wasn't the way I was raised to not forgive people. I think there are certain things that if you see somebody has done something that's criminal over and over again, they need to be in jail.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's where we are with Harvey Weinstein. You know, mm-hmm. when there are rape allegations, there's a huge difference between making a bad choice, coming on to somebody and it's
not
inappropriate,
welcomed.
You know, saying something and then rape, in my opinion.
Right.
But I think in the court's opinion as well, you know.
Yeah, well, you look at Louis C.K. I mean, what he did, absolutely inappropriate.
Yeah.
Watch me
Will
play
you watch
solitaire,
me?
Yeah. You know, naked solo twister.
Right.
But I don't know what you call
it. I don't know, I like that.
Whatever he's doing, it's inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right when it comes to rape. And then with Kevin Spacey, too. I look at both of those two examples, and yeah, he's in rehab right now, but why is he there? Does he realize he has a problem, or was he just caught?
Plus, if it involves a minor, it's a big deal to me.
Right.
You know, I mean, they know they're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And if they have compulsive behavior where they felt like they were so attracted to 17-year-olds, 14-year-olds, then they needed to get some help.
Yeah.
And we know right from wrong. You know, mm-hmm. we're not living in a world where people don't know the difference.
No.
So,
that's so
but
true.
As far as forgiveness goes, I think we should be open to it and also taking it case by case and not just writing people off. So mm-hmm. really nice. And I'm sure Bryan Cranston is going to get a lot of flack for coming out and saying that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
he's going to get the finger pointed at him and saying, you know, no, it's not forgivable. So it does take courage to say, why don't we take a step back and mm-hmm. look at these things.
Yeah. And to talk about forgiveness, that's a whole nother bag of chips because it's not forgetting. It's just opening yourself up and not holding that. You mm-hmm. know, that was a big thing. This is my therapy time. This was a few years ago when I did go to some therapy about forgiveness and being able to separate that from. You don't have to forget it. You don't have to pretend things didn't happen.
Right.
But you need to be able to move forward for your own health.
Yes.
And so maybe that's a whole nother conversation that I'm hoping is happening. And by speaking and telling your story, that's the first step to kind
exactly.
to get going. Now, Ellen was talking a little bit about this, too, on her show just the other day with Ezra. Who was on The Voice, who's from Minnesota, he was a Viking.
Yes.
I know you guys talked on Monday, he was eliminated from The Voice.
Right, we didn't get into any of the details. We just said that he was eliminated, and we were sorry to hear that, but yeah.
Yeah, well, he, you know, he is has a wonderful voice, but also his story is pretty incredible. You know, he was an NFL star.
Yes.
And didn't come out until after... he played on the NFL, and you know, Ellen did bring that up a little bit because she saw him on The Voice and said, "We need to get that guy on our show. We need to talk about the NFL and coming out." And she likened people coming out and just speaking their truth,
yes,
to the women coming out with these men of allegations of this sexual misconduct. So here's, I pulled a little clip here of Ellen talking to Ezra about coming out in the NFL and then how she compares that. And then I have a funny clip after, too, because I know this can get a little bit kind of
down in the mud,
down
right?
in the mud.
Yeah.
But this is what's happening in entertainment news yeah. right now. So here's Ezra on Ellen.
When you came out, how did people respond to that? And did some of the players know, or were you closeted completely?
I was completely closeted the whole time. None of the players knew. And when I came out back in 2002, it was more so just to find some happiness. And also, we came out for our kids, our children, because we were tired of living in the closet. And we wanted everybody to know that we were a family. And all the stuff that a lot of my straight friends kind of sort of took for granted, I wanted. And that's one of the biggest reasons why we came out.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
So, so obviously there are a lot of players in the NFL that are closeted.
Right. Yes.
And do you think that if more people did come out, would it be okay, or is it really that hard for...
We'll come back with his answers. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. Oh. Welcome back. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. 6:32 on your Wednesday morning. Oh, it's not that cold out, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think balmy.
It's a little balmy. We had to turn the temperature down here on our
42 in my car today. I was like, what?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no ice today. So this is a one granny panty day.
Oh, yeah.
I got to play that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's see here.
Where's,
yeah.
Is that on the new wall?
Yep.
We have a new wall, everybody.
Nice.
So,
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah. It is, or is it zero? No, it's one.
Yeah.
One granny panty.
That's right. What? A one granny panty day.
Wouldn't one be like a 70-degree day?
Yeah.
I mean, I still, you know, we're still wearing long sleeves and
all
sweaters
right. okay.
here.
All is right. it two? Let's see. Yeah, maybe it's two.
Two granny panties.
Well, that sounds like spring music. So maybe.
what three, like a leprechaun's going to come out
maybe
like
maybe let's do three.
Okay.
Three granny panties.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we can all agree
all right.
on three granny panties.
All right. Well, remember, it's relative for the season. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
So this is balmy for the season.
Correct. Well, I'm sure we'll get into four or five here pretty soon.
Yeah, yes. It's really getting there. I think it's supposed to be really cold this weekend.
That's okay, what I hear.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, let's not talk about that. Let's get back to Ellen and Ezra. Ezra was eliminated from The Voice, but we love him. He was a Viking here for many years, and he has an incredible voice. I have been with him at karaoke before, and he just takes the mic, and we're all just like, oh, okay. Just keep singing, Ezra.
Yes.
But he was eliminated on Monday, and he was a guest on Ellen's show. And he was talking a lot about, well, that he found music. He's always wanted to sing, and that he was very excited to show that part of him on The Voice, that he did felt kind of that he was keeping to himself, at least in the NFL, and something else that he kept to himself was that he is gay. And so he talked about coming out. And right before we went to break, he talked about, you know, how he had to keep that from other people because he just was afraid of coming out in the NFL. Because can you just imagine that?
Right.
And here we go. So let's finish that. And then he also gets mistaken for someone that's pretty funny. So here's Ellen asking about coming out in the NFL.
So obviously there are a lot of players in the NFL that are closeted.
Right. Yes.
And do you think that if more people did come out, would it be okay? Or is it really that hard for players to come out?
Right now, you know, we would love for somebody to come out. I know a lot of players that are in the NFL that that aren't going to come out anytime soon until things change. But wow, that's a tough question because I think there's a lot to do with your personal life, religion, family, and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. But I think if more people did, it's sort of like what's happening with all the women speaking up. There were a lot of women who were staying quiet because they thought they weren't going to work in this town again if they stayed quiet. And I think the same thing with closeted gay people. If they didn't have that fear, if they thought there's power in numbers, and if more people did say, this is who I am, this is what gay looks like, and people saw that, they wouldn't be as frightened.
Yeah,
they wouldn't be as scared.
This is what gay looks like.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're
Yes. Preach. Preach. Exactly. And you're trending too, Ryan. Australia.
Yeah, I was like, that wasn't legal there already?
I know. Shocking. I'm so happy for them.
Yes. So really good news all around. And then this was a really funny moment because you think of Ezra, a big football player guy. And when kids see him, they think this.
You had NFL fans and now you have different fans because you're on The Voice and people must be like blown away by your voice.
Yeah, I had NFL fans, but then between the NFL and The Voice, I had a lot of young kids and moms come up to me asking if I was Maui from Moana. So it was just so much fun. One of your producers here, to tell you the truth, her kids, Kara, her kids came up to me at a restaurant and they asked me if I was Maui. So,
yeah.
But it was, then we took a picture. It was absolutely amazing.
Aww. He does look like Maui.
From Moana. Yeah, he does.
Does.
What a multifaceted, just interesting person who excels in so many different ways. Like, how great that he got the opportunity to be on The Voice, and I hope that he continues to have a singing career and, you know.
Yeah, that's what he's planning.
We're so
planning
proud
touring
of him.
And yeah. We are. He is really a light, and to articulate how he feels and being a great player and being that big guy that he is, you know, that it just, yeah, I'm sure he's helping so many people come out and tell their story too. But
yes.
Speaking of The Voice, last night I put my crocheting down because of a voice that I heard.
Oh.
And at first I was like, what song is this? And I love it because he really made it his own.
Right.
So I'm going to start with the singer. His name is John Mero. And see if you guys can guess the song. And I have the original too. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Here's John.
But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, and you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we fight. Be exactly like we were before we realized we were sad of getting old. It's just like a movie.
Wait till you hear this note.
It was just like a song. It was just like a movie.
That's
coming. It was just like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young.
Oh, I dropped my hook right here, guys. I was like, yes! I like you, John Mero. Okay, these contestants are really bringing it this season.
Oh, boy. Wow. I just feel like The Voice, because of the blind auditions that they do, really opens up to a lot more talented people. As far as comparing American Idol to The Voice, there's no comparison. I feel like The Voice just kicks its butt.
I do, too. I mean, we'll see what happens with this new incarnation. Now, what happens to the contestants afterward?
I know.
A better job. I hope they're taking a note from that, but we've been saying that for how many cycles now.
Right.
But if you didn't know, do you know that song?
Yes, but I just can't put my finger on who it is or the original singer.
But if by chance you're here alone,
I love this song. I think it was one of the songs that doesn't get enough play from a record just because it's, you know, it's slower, but
oh my gosh.
So good. So good. There's Adele, When We Were Young. Hey, Ryan, let's give something away.
Right now?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Okay. 651-641-1071. Now, make sure you are interested in this. It's a 4-pack of tickets, which who isn't, to see Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas during its run at Children's Theater Company now through January 7th.
Nice.
Vouchers will be mailed to you.
Perfect.
So check your mail.
Yes. 651-641-1071. Caller 7 wins. When we come back, I have another reason to love Home Goods, like we needed another one. but I have another one.
Oh, I can't wait to hear why.
It was just like a movie. It was just like a song.
6:45. Welcome back. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. Jason's off today. He's not feeling well. It's I'm Alexis, Dawn, Ryan. We're all hanging out on this Wednesday morning. It's the humpity hump day.
It is. We gotta put Ryan in a special bubble to protect him from any bad juju this week.
I'm so scared.
I was gone on Monday. Alexis had an emergency root canal yesterday, and now Jason is sick. So
all signs point to something happening to me.
Get back in your bubble. Yeah, this has been quite a week for our show, huh, guys?
It has, but we're getting through it.
We are.
And thanks to Ryan, because honestly, you've been here every day, just ready to jump in.
Oh, sing my praises.
Yes, doing your thing. You sent out a funny tweet. Oh, here I come to save the day.
That's true.
It's me.
You had me cracking up. That was really great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Guys, I have another reason to love HomeGoods. Like we need any more, right?
Well, okay, I don't think I've ever been.
What?
I don't think I have either.
It's not something, I don't think we had HomeGoods in Missouri. So,
Guys, it's a magical place.
Okay, HomeGoods.
You can buy.
I don't own a home, so.
So, it doesn't matter. You have a bedroom and a bathroom and a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And a sweet honey. Yeah. You could find good gifts for her there, Ryan.
Shush.
Oh, okay. quiet. That's your secret. Go to HomeGoods. HomeGoods is the same people who own HomeGoods own TJ Maxx, and they own Marshalls, too.
Uh-oh.
So think of like what you'll find at Marshalls and at TJ Maxx in the clothing and accessory department, but for your home.
Ooh. Yeah, because they do have a little home section back there in TJ Maxx. So it's like that, but a whole store.
Think of that as an explosion.
Oh, I'm in.
So
okay.
There's food items, there's kitchen, there's furniture, gift wrap.
Oh,
you name it.
I'm looking at the website now. All right.
It's a pretty special place. And, even more, because you know what they're doing in Puerto Rico? You know, they're still devastated. A lot of people still don't have electricity. In fact, my mother-in-law, who lives on the island, she just got electricity a week ago.
Right. Mm.
So, still a lot of infrastructure problems, and none of their stores are open on the island. In fact, they have 29 TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and HomeGoods. Guess what they're doing? They're still paying their employees 6 weeks after Hurricane Maria.
Oh, what a great company.
Yeah.
That's so great to hear that obviously they're taking a huge loss by doing that.
Yes.
But to take care of their employees and to have a kind heart, oh boy.
See, another reason to feel good about heading to Harmar or wherever your nearest Home Goods is, guys. Because still, a lot of people there without power, drinking water, sufficient food. It's just incredible that it's been this long, but lots of help going there, and that I'm sure that helps the families and the workers there. So
yes.
Yeah. Yes. So from one home to the other, I'm watching another show, too, Home At Home with Amy Sedaris.
Oh.
I kept seeing commercials for it. It's on True TV.
Okay.
Ryan, do you watch a lot of True TV shows?
No, I do not.
Practical Jokers. There's a guy that, you don't. I bet you'd like it, though.
Would I?
Yeah.
Isn't that like what, like Cops is on True TV? Or like, isn't it just like.
You know, they do have reruns of, other Cops. Cops might be on it like at 2 in the morning. Something
That's
like
when
that.
Ryan's up usually.
Love
is that what you're watching?
Love Cops. Yeah. Eating my bowl of chili, eating Cops.
Yeah.
Getting all sweaty.
It's midnight time for Cops.
Yeah. I think even better, the show Jail, which comes on after Cops, is almost better than Cops. Jail.
Oh,
what
jail.
Happens to them once they're, put in jail.
Oh.
They get arrested.
No.
Anyway, go on about the Amy
Sedaris. Are they for real
show.
About that?
Yeah, it's really jail. It's people going nuts in jail. Like, just crazy stuff.
Yikes. Yeah, Amy Sedaris. So it's some original programming, but some of the other original programming on True TV, like Impractical Jokers and Adam Ruins Everything, The Carbonero Effect, He's a Magician and Fools People. It's kind of a dude's station. My husband loves it, but I like this. I like the programming, too.
What is this At Home with Amy Sedaris about?
Amy Sedaris, I love her because she's so quirky and odd. And as I'm watching, I've been on Vicodin for the past 2 days for pain for my root canal.
This is why she likes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Maybe this is why
important
it was
important caveat here.
So yeah, you're right. I just want to make sure I put that out there. But with my love of Amy Sedaris aside, I do think that you guys will like this too because it is so quirky. She makes food. She has a whole craft room. And they're not, I mean, it's all Pinterest fails.
Yes.
But okay. It's so funny. The people that come in, she has a lot of her comedic friends come in. Nick Kroll comes in and plays this.
Oh, I love him.
Oh. Okay, then you're going to like, because we watched three episodes. They're only 24 minutes long. So is this little nuggets of fun.
Okay, is this a... like a reality show, or is it a scripted show?
It's a scripted show.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some improv that goes into it, but they do have sets and kind of an idea of where they're going.
Right.
She started one episode out, it's a party for one, so she's just making food for herself, and then how she prepares herself, and she takes a long bath, and
oh my gosh,
she's
this sounds
alone,
hysterical.
And oh, you guys, it was so good, and Angel, my husband, watched it with me too, and he was laughing. He's like, "This is you," and I was like, "It is." Oh, you know, sipping down some soup and who knows what else.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
If you like Amy Sedaris, and she has a craft book out that's just really quirky and weird. She'll make stuff. She'll make a little puppet out of a potato and rocks, and she made this little appetizer with a sailboat that was like a skewer, and she put cheese on it and an olive, and she made this flag out of paper with way too much glue, and it just...
Yeah, I'm on their website now. Have you watched all the episodes? There's only 5 episodes.
I've watched 3 of them.
She's on drugs.
I remember 3 of them.
You do?
Yeah.
She doesn't know, you guys.
No specifics.
I think we just kept going. Number 3, at least. It could have been more, but...
It's all fuzzy after 3, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's a general rule for a lot of things, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes when we bring up stuff and talk about things I binged, it's a real challenge.
Yeah.
You know, especially like I just did a podcast for Mindhunter for the All
yes.
Things streaming podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I binged it in, you know, a day, really,
yeah,
all
quickly.
Day. And I had detailed notes written down that I left at home. But it all was a blur. I'm like, oh, yeah, episode 5. Oh, yeah, that happened. Like, I felt like I was terrible on the podcast because I just didn't have... But
yeah.
It just becomes kind of all one big thing.
That's why I always say, just try a show, give it 3 tastes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're good with that and you still like it, then continue on. Because after that, we won't know. Oh, man, and you take good notes watching shows.
I did. I left him at home. I felt so bad. I was like, God, I failed. But anyway, you know what I've gotten back into?
What's that?
90 Day Fiancé.
Uh-oh.
This season.
Oh,
God. You watch that, didn't you?
I do. And
there's
it doesn't matter
episodes.
Who it is. I go back in whenever it's playing, I'll try to have it on because there are just so many people that it's just wackadoo, because they have, 90 days, of course, to figure out whether they're going to get married. Someone's from another country, and they have to figure it out. Who's the most surprising right now scenario?
We're seeing new people this time, except the guy from Morocco and the blonde girl that has the daughter named May. Remember, she went over to Morocco. I think his name is Anan.
Oh, yeah.
Or Adon. I'm looking it up right now, but she's ridiculous. And the thing that I love about this show is that...
Azan.
Okay. What it does for me is that it brings up a lot of moments in my own life when I've been head over heels in love and been so stupid. You know? I mean, I've had a boyfriend overseas. I had a relationship with a British guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came over twice to visit, was thinking about moving over here, and something in me just ended up ending the relationship because I felt like his willingness to leave his kids with the grandparents, I was like suddenly so turned off, you know.
His dream was to bring them over and get them in an American school.
Does have baby mamas over there. Then I found out that he had not one or two, but 3 kids.
Oh.
And he didn't tell me about a third one.
Oh.
So that lie was just a really big deal to me. We're still friends, but I thank
Did he
God.
Say,
that,
yeah.
But this show,
visa or green card or anything.
Yeah,
I was like, but maybe mamas are after me. Gotta go.
Yeah, boy. So anyway, it's just it for me brings up kind of some secondhand embarrassment because I relate to how you can get wrapped up when you're first in a relationship and having that distance between you. You don't spend a lot of time together where you learn how they annoy you or whatever. And you need to, and this show is just so full of people that are so head over heels. They're blinded.
It is
by
juicy.
Love, and it's good. It's on TLC. You can watch.
It's a guilty pleasure, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And secondhand embarrassment. Yeah, you can watch it on demand.
Yes.
And of course, yeah. I guess new episodes. There's always a couple that they can talk about.
Yes.
And is it
new
actually
seasons.
True love? We
yep.
shall see. Mm-hmm. Oh, the sexiest man. That was announced yesterday. We also have the sexiest body parts of a man.
What?
People really deep dives into their picks. We'll do that next.